Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I am so delighted you're here. And as you know, this is more than just a podcast.
You are muted.
We support each other, we share ideas, and more than that, we bask in wonderful, positive energy. Can't you just feel the energy of the show when you first tune in? As you look through the list of episodes on the website, doesn't the energy of our guests, of the wisdom they bring, just speak to you and appeal to you? I am so glad that you are here. I am so glad that you are immersing yourself in this kind of information. I'm so glad you are here for you. It makes a huge difference in your life when you choose to immerse yourself in positive ideas, in positive concepts, in uplifting energy. It makes all the difference internally, and then as our consciousness shifts, it can make all the difference in our lives externally as well. So I'm glad you've made this choice.
Recording in progress.
On High Energy. And I can tell you, you're making that choice. You're making that decision to join us here makes a big difference. I'm going to ask you to do one other thing, either now or before the end of the show, and that is I want you to share this link with somebody you know that needs a boost. We all have people in our lives who are suffering. I was talking to a family member this week, and she's just really in a dark place. And I was so glad that I could email her some resources that I knew had the potential to lift and shift her energy. So I'm going to ask you to share the wisdom, share the uplifting ideas on the show with other people you know could use that kind of a boost. My guests today are David Feinstein and Donnie Eden. They are dear friends. They are pioneers in the field of energy medicine and energy psychology. For nearly four decades, Donna has been teaching a lot of the body's energy systems to reclaim their health and natural vitality. She's taught more than 100,000 people worldwide, both professionals and lay people. David is a clinical psychologist with a remarkable power of observation and communication, and with Donna has co-authored several seminal books, including their newest book, Tapping, also their best-selling book, Energy Medicine, and The Energies of Love, which has many examples from their long-standing marriage. He's also published many studies and papers in peer-reviewed professional journals. It is such a delight, David and Donna, to welcome you here. Thanks for being here.
Oh, this is great to see you, Dawson.
Hi, Dawson.
Just as I was tuning into you and your beautiful energy and urging people to do the same before you came on, I was just reflecting on what a privilege it is to be aware of the whole field of energy and how sitting and basking and being part of this wonderful energy is one of the most powerfully shifting things we can possibly do. So thank you for spreading it and being here.
But it's a privilege. I mean, we are so, privileged. Thank you, Dawson.
Yeah. And so, Donna, we'll start with your story initially and how you were able to be in this world and see this world of energy from a really early age. I have to say, I do have a little bit of Donnie Eden envy when it comes to the ability to see energies. I don't see them. I'm what some people call a brick. just share that experience.
Well, first of all, I don't remember a time in my life that I didn't see energy, but I also thought that everybody else did too. It never occurred to me till I was 20 that other people weren't seeing energy. And it was a shock to me. I didn't know how they functioned in life. and now I realize, as time went on, I realized that what they were busy doing was developing their left brain so they could think well. And I wasn't. And so it was incredibly natural, but also wonderful. It was wonderful growing up and seeing things that didn't match, by the way, like somebody saying something and the field of energy around them said something different. It was very interesting to see, just to experience that and understand. I never thought that they were lying. I thought, oh, people were trapped and felt like they had to say something other than what was really there. So it was, and then when I found out that other people didn't, it was such a shocking thing to me. And meeting David, he didn't see energy at all, of course. And he wasn't even sure it was there.
Dave, I have to ask you I haven't thought to ask you this question before, but as a result of decades now with Donna being immersed in this whole world of energy medicine, has your ability to see energy shifted or increased at all?
Well, like many of our students, there's different channels that it opens up on. And so for most people, it's more that they are able to feel it more as they start to work within the energy field. And so that's true for me, is that I can put my hand over somebody's body and feel what's going on. But visually I don't see it. But since I don't see it, I also tell our students that seeing energy is overrated.
Well, I'll remember that line. Thank you.
But it's also true for Donna sees it and feels it. And if there's a contradiction between what she sees and what she feels, she trusts what she feels more than what she sees. And so for energy medicine practitioners, it really, I think, is important to dispel the myth that you have to be able to see it to be effective in working with it, because I don't think that's the truth. And I think Donna's career has really proven that she's trained so many effective practitioners who still don't see energy, but they do become more able to feel it. And the interesting anecdotes are the people who are able to smell it or taste it, that they'll be working on somebody and they'll just kind of taste where the energy is off, or they'll hear it. And
my daughter, she hears energy. She hears the colors. And she has been matched up against me many times to see if somebody else could hear the what the color is. And she's right every time. She simply hears it.
But she also smells it, and that's why it doesn't work with people.
That's right.
Hey, that's stinky energy. Too funny. So, yeah, and like any faculty we exercise, the chances are we will become more sensitive to it. And I know, even though I have basically a brick, I have become, I can, after many, many years now, I can kind of see light and shadow. For me, it's all monochromatic. So, glorious technicolor the way it is for you, Donna. But, anything we focus on that way, it becomes more approachable.
Yes. Yeah. But you, Dawson, are not a brick. I mean, just not a brick. And you're sensitive, and you can pick up, and you know. And that's what most people find out. But I also believe that every baby born sees energy. I think that's a natural. And you always, if you pick up a baby, you'll see him looking around your head, looking at your aura. And it's just that it's not
reinforced
in that first year of life. It tends to go away because there's so much to learn. And if you're not using that, it starts by about a year old. It's gone dormant. And so, in our classes, I've had many students after a time, different times for different people, but they will either start to see or feel or hear or know. That's another thing. Some people just know. They don't know why they know, but they know.
You know, I'm also thinking about these classes and these practitioners and all the thousands of people you've trained. And I remember that when I was writing about energy medicine early, like in the late 80s, early 90s, that I didn't think it could be trained. I thought it was just an innate gift that people either had or didn't have. And the whole world of energy healing was much like that, that we thought there were gifted energy healers, and then there were people who didn't have those gifts. And the really remarkable thing the two of you have done is to show that you can actually take people, turn this into a system, which you call the Eden Method, and then train people to be able to shift energy and then shift the body in these ways.
Yes, yeah, it is wonderful to know. And for people who have felt like they were bricks, find out that they're not, but that they really can do this work, and they come to know energy systems really well. And I think it changes your life when you know that, when you really can begin to sense in and know the energies. It changes everything.
Yeah, and so bear that in mind as you're listening. Just focus for a moment on what Donna said over here. So when you develop that ability to be aware of energy, even slightly, it changes things. You're now aware of this level of information that is not just your mind and not just your conditioning and not just your everyday awareness. You are aware of the subtle level of information that is beyond that. And so you, as you develop that ability, you have this additional channel for perceiving the world around you, and that can give you a much richer perception than just the content of your everyday awareness, your logical mind. So bear what Donna's saying in mind, that you can develop this ability, as she's done now with her many students.
Thank you, Dawson. That's true. And you learned that there are things you can do when you don't feel good, or if your brain's checked out, what you can do to get your brain back, or your feeling good back, or shift yourself out of an illness. I mean, it's so empowering. And to get to age with that kind of empowerment, you're not afraid of aging.
That's a huge shift, because for many of us, that is something that is a reality and that we have to face. Our body's changing. And so if you're able to meet that with equanimity and high energy, then it
yes.
does really shift that part of your life. And then your newest book, Tapping, which I read and strongly endorsed, and a lot of people have read, and is now getting tapping to a whole generation of new people. Of course, you're sharing EFT, emotional freedom techniques, and the tapping method. And David, that again is on the surface, a mechanical way of shifting the body, the mind, and well-being.
Yes, it's really an interesting combination of using words, using images, using memories to activate certain parts of the brain, and then sending signals through the tapping that shifts the activation, either increases the activation if the person's involved with something that requires problem solving or managing stress. So it increases activation in the prefrontal cortex in ways that support that, or if the memory is one that has intense emotion or trauma, it will send signals to the amygdala that reduce activation. So it's like the words and images activate parts of the brain that become targets for the signals that are generated when you tap. When you tap on an acupuncture point, it actually generates an electrical signal. It converts the mechanical pressure into an electrical impulse. That doesn't just come from energy psychology. That's a biological principle that's well known, called mechanosensory transduction. So you tap on the point, it generates a signal, it finds its way to the part of the brain that's activated, and there's actually preliminary research showing that that is what that does indeed occur. So in fMRI studies that are showing that it really does change with the parts of the brain, like the food craving ones that Peter Stapleton did, found that parts of the brain involved with cravings light up on the fMRI when the person thinks about that food, about junk foods, basically. And then after a series of tapping sessions, it's actually, she does it as a 12-session groups. So it's a group session done online for 2 hours each for 12 sessions. And after that, they put them back in the fMRI machine, flash the same images, and the parts of the brain involved with cravings that had lit up beforehand no longer light up. So you have evidence there that the parts of the brain that you're activating become targets for the tapping signals, which I think explains, well, one of the big criticisms of energy psychology from the psychotherapy establishment has been there are no plausible mechanisms within conventional science. It's, you know, turning to ancient explanations such as meridians, but it's really very electrically explained that that how this works. So I think, and we didn't, Dawson, when you and I started, we were going much more on faith because there were no studies. You know, there's more than 190 clinical trials. When you and I got involved in this, there were zero. Like, not one clinical trial showing that it worked. So it was an act of faith, but we believed our experience because we saw the difference it makes. So that, but we were much more vulnerable to criticisms from our colleagues. Now we're still getting those criticisms, but we're not as vulnerable to them.
So why did you pick EFT to throw your weight behind, David? And again, you mentioned our experience, and that was certainly true for me. I mean, the first time I tried it, my anxiety went down about 50%, and I was like, whoa, that's a huge shift for me. And but I looked around the field, and there were like 30-plus different techniques out there. Why did you pick EFT tapping as the one to focus on?
Because you picked it. And you did the research, you did the preliminary research, so that it really is backed now by research. So of those 190-plus clinical trials, the vast majority of them are on EFT. Some of them still are on TFT, which is great, the granddaddy of many of these techniques. But the fact that you really, named it clinical EFT really gave it a lot more scientific backing to so that we could really focus on that. And then, as you know, regardless of the careful training that you do with your students and how many 48 different skill sets?
48 techniques, yeah.
Yeah, techniques that once people have really learned that, they go way beyond it. They don't, you know, it's like you don't stay with the model. You start with the model and get trained in the model, and then you go in lots of places. So I'm not particularly wedded to EFT because I think EFT means 30 different kinds of treatment or as many different practitioners as there are. Which is great that it is so flexible, that it is able to be adapted to the chemistry of the client and the practitioner, so that so that somebody looking at one of my sessions treating the same condition say, wow, he sure approached that differently than the way Dawson approached it. There's certainly some big common denominators, like the 48 skills that you point out, but the way that you bring them in differs from one person to another. So I'm not wedded to EFT, but I think that it's just got the grounding now in clinical practice and in science that make it a very smart approach to identify oneself with them. And for those of you out there that are still learning it, I think that really learning those 48 skills gives you a very good backing to meet whatever client situation that you come into.
Yeah, I call it the gateway drug. EFT is the gateway drug into energy. Yeah. So you learn EFT, it's really easy. These 48 skills are pretty simple to learn. And then hopefully you'll become curious about this and then explore the whole world of energy medicine. And that's indeed what then tends to happen. People then acquire a lot more skills, a lot more depth to their understanding than those initial mechanical skills. Just in a couple of minutes, Donna, I want to ask you, what is the most recent life problem or issue in your own life, in Donna Eden's own personal life, to which you have applied energy medicine in the sense of using energy to help you shift in some way?
Oh, my heart. Well, something big happened to me a couple of years ago, and I had a heart, not transplant, that's not what heart
triple bypass.
Bypassed my heart, and it was a shock to me. But I had an illness while in Europe. I'd gotten sepsis, and it created scar tissue in my veins and arteries. And so suddenly it was necessary. Well, I heard later that I was not expected to live through that. It never occurred to me that I might die, by the way. It didn't even occur to me because I knew I had the tools. And I had David and my daughter, Titania. They worked on me, and then I also held my own points, moved energy. And I was kind of upset. I loved this hospital, everything about it except for one thing. I was shocked that they were using fentanyl as a pain drug. And I used it once, and I saw how fast it was, because she said, just push this button, and it immediately goes inside of you, and the pain is gone. And I thought, but I knew that it only takes 5 days to become addicted to a drug. 5 days. I mean, my gosh, you come out of the hospital and it's over in that way. So I wasn't going to do that. So I worked my own energy to take away pain.
Powerful. And that is such a resource for us when we do have these issues in our lives. And then we can both draw on others around us. We can draw on the tradition. We can draw on practitioners. And we, of course, know that our lives, our cells, our bodies are grounded in energy, and make shifting it as being the foundation of moving into their own health. We're going to a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. Go to EdenMethod.com to learn more about David and Donna's work. And again, their new book is called Tapping and is highly recommended. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud, shaping the future. This all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day in a rewarding career in energy healing. Taught by expert faculty, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. So get certified as an energy psychology professional today at www.newhealer.com. Your first course is free at www.newhealer.com. www.thehealthandfitnessgoals.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Imagine your love life, your health, your money, your career, your spiritual path. If you had the ability to turn your dreams into reality, the people who have discovered how to do this are Master Manifestors. Now you can learn their secrets at MasterManifestor.com. They'll give you a 21-day crash course in intuition, synchronicity, and manifestation. In just 7 minutes each day, the experts at MasterManifestor.com will train your brain to be like theirs. MasterManifestor.com. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here. Can you feel good energy? The wonderful energy we're sharing, not just David and Donna and me, but you, everyone listening, everyone here. So please do share a link to this program or to other programs with people in your life who need that energy. Everyone needs that boost, and I'd appreciate you sharing this widely with other people, letting them know this wonderful free resource is available to them. Donna, I'm curious about what you see in terms of energy in people who are tapping, and perhaps people who are trapped in trauma, people who are severely traumatized, perhaps people with many years of suffering from PTSD, and then as you watch perhaps David do a session, or watch others do a session, or watch people work on themselves, as they tap, what's going on with their energy? Again, these are people who are suffering from trauma and then are working on that with tapping using those various kinds of stimulation David mentioned. But what happens to them energetically?
Okay, well, when somebody's traumatized, you often see that their aura is really collapsed in on them so that they don't have that, an outer light, something that goes out and connects easily with people because the energy keeps turning back in on them. And when the aura is collapsed, you can't pick up the good vibes as easily. You're in darkness. And so when I've watched David doing tapping sessions, you see several things. You see, well, okay, I'm going to give up his hand here. Say I'm tapping here. You instantly see a spark there, a little electrical spark. And then it calms down and it goes into different colors depending on what the, what they're talking about. But the energy will travel up to the brain and it goes along meridian lines and you just watch it pulse. It pulses all the way up. And then it often connects up with the vagus nerve that makes your whole nervous system relax. And it is amazing. And by the time this session's over, not only can you see the separate and individual energy systems well, which you couldn't see in the beginning, everything was collapsed in, that there's differences and space and colors, and the aura goes out, and you can see the chakras, and you can see the meridians flowing. And it's quite amazing. It is so not just a mental thing. It is an energetic thing that happens.
I wish we had the scientific ability to measure that, Donna, because we don't have the ability to visualize that now. Of course, a century ago, we had no ability to visualize or to picture with medical instrumentation the body's magnetic field or electrical field. Now, of course, we have EEGs, we have MRIs, we have all kinds of ways to see these fields. A century ago, they seemed equally as mysterious to us as the energies you're describing now, and I just hope there's a day soon when we can see this, we can all see this going on in the form of a scan. You can show your nurse or doctor and see what's going on.
It will come. I know it will come. It will come. But it is thrilling. You have no doubt whatsoever when you see that happen. And sometimes I see David on the stage with somebody, and I might be way in the back, It is amazing. I've seen people's auras go way out, far beyond a normal aura, because there's such a shift from the trauma to the freedom. And you also have energy comes in, like you, the energy, like, what is it? What is the word? You know, it's like, what's that word, David? it's like a laser. You can sometimes see lasers coming in on people, too. So it's a, it can be a more spiritual experience than just releasing.
David, can you give us one of the case histories, perhaps from your book Tapping or from your experience, of somebody who had this kind of dramatic sudden shift and was doing the inner work that, that Don is describing, and then what you saw with Tapping in terms of their psychological shift?
I don't remember if we have this one in the book, but it's one that comes to mind as you say that, is we were in Copenhagen, and we were at a conference, and I had 1 hour to introduce energy psychology and or EFT tapping, and the group really was pretty naive about energy psychology per se. They were into energy healing, so it wasn't totally out of their realm. So often, even with just an hour, I'll do a demonstration of somebody with a phobia, because that often you can see real strong results after 20 or 30 minutes of tapping. So I gave my little introduction, and then I talked about how there's about 10% of the population has a phobia. Who has a phobia that you have tried to overcome, haven't been able to overcome, it gets in your way, and you're willing to come up here as a demonstration subject. So about 5 or 6 people raise their hand, and I take the mic around and hear from each of them, and I choose one. And this is a woman who starts to describe her phobia and what she identified her phobia was a fear of storms. A fear of storms. So she starts talking about her fear of storms, and pretty soon she's in the memory that she had gone through the tsunami in Southeast Asia, and she had almost lost her life. She had been rumbled about, so she had bones broken. She saw people swept away to the sea to their death, and she had been hospitalized. She had really dealt with the physical part of it, but she never dealt with the emotional part of it. So suddenly, from describing her fear of storms, she is absolutely just about she's dissociated. She doesn't know where she is. She's back in the memory. And I the first thing I did was just keep eye contact with her and just kept voice contact so that she knew I was there, so that it kept her a little more present, and then had her start tapping. No words. She's already in it. You don't need to give the words to get her amygdala aroused. It is an overdrive. And we tap and tap, and then pretty soon we're able to add some words like, that was a long time ago, I'm safe now, and just keep on tapping, and then get it all the way down to zero distress. So she's able to talk about it, and then we look at some of the other aspects of it, beyond just the immediate terror, just how she's afraid that anytime there's a storm, it brings this up again, so we tap on that. And within 20 minutes, I think, I didn't time it, but it was fairly quick, she's just able to talk about her experience in the tsunami and with no arousal. And so that was a really vivid example. And the conference organizer came to me afterwards and said, with a kind of wink, smile and a wink, you staged that, didn't you? Because it was unbelievable, but it was also real.
Yeah, I know. The same response when I first witnessed EFT being done by others, I thought, I literally could not believe it. I'd never seen such quick psychological change, and I'd been in so many workshops, mostly in Gestalt therapy, and it just seems incredible at first. And I tried it myself for the very first time, and again, disbelief that this can happen that fast. So I want to just have you think now, as you're hearing Donna and David and I share, okay, what is it in your life? What traumatic pattern are you still trapped in? What traumatic pattern are you still trapped in that you don't believe you could shift, and certainly not shift as easily as the case histories we're giving you now? What is it in your life that you feel is stuck, to which you still have that trauma response? Make note of that in your journal, and then work with that, with tapping later. If you need a practitioner, you can go and get a clinical EFT practitioner to help you. But make note of this right now. Where are you stuck in that pattern? Maybe many years later, like the lady in the tsunami, and still having that phobic response, still having that fear in response to normal everyday events now, a long time later. Don't let this moment go by. Don't let your healing instant go by. Make a note of that in your journal, and then open to the possibility of that shifting and changing. We're going through a break right now, but please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. David Adana's new book is called Tapping, and you can see more about their work at EdenMethod.com. We'll be right back after a break.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use the superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Imagine having a certified wellness professional at your service 24/7. Whenever you're stressed, anxious, angry, sleepless, or depressed, you get help the moment you need it. You can talk to a compassionate practitioner anytime you want at MyStressSolution.com. In the Stress Solution app, trained experts are standing by when you need them most. Experience a free introductory session at MyStressSolution.com. You never have to face your problems alone. Get instant help at MyStressSolution.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use the superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy.
You are muted.
Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I love being with you, sharing with you, and encouraging us to treat this as part of our mental health, psychological health, spiritual health practice. Tuning into the show, there's so much going on out there. Just for my own personal chuckles, I looked up some of the trending searches on Google the other day, and there are all kinds of things to do with singers and sports people and politics and all of these random subjects. And there's always a fair amount of just silly stuff going on there as well. And I realize how immersed we can get in all of these other random events going on in the world and random interests there are to capture our attention. And when you do something like focus your attention for an hour on high-energy health, on your well-being, on bringing love into your life and bringing the power of the shift into your consciousness, it's a real statement of your values and a statement of self-care. So thank you for being here, and make sure you do check out David and Donna's new book, Tapping, and their website, EdenMethod.com. There are tons of free resources on there, and you can also find David's research by just looking that up on the web. Just type in his name. His research site will pop right up. One of the topics that you cover in the book, in Tapping, is so interesting. You had a group of testers, people who were testing these methods as you were writing the book, and so they were giving you feedback. They would be applying some of the techniques you'd have in each chapter and then telling you what happened to them. What were some of the noteworthy shifts that you found occurred as people were putting these tapping practices into practice in their lives?
Yeah, well, we knew that it worked when we're actually working face-to-face with somebody, but we weren't sure how much a self-help book could really get people to the same kinds of experience. And so we got our what we call test drivers. As we were writing the book, we kind of, you know, finish a chapter, send that chapter out to the test drivers, and the majority of the people we chose were newbies. We wanted to know if somebody that has no experience at all with tapping would benefit. But we also chose some people that were experienced so that they'd have a more sophisticated feedback for us. So the newbies, it was really interesting to see what worked for them and what were struggles for them. The biggest struggle was making the time to do it. But the people that did would really comment on it and how much value they got from making the time, and how empowering it was to do this without a therapist, to do this totally on their own volition. And so some of them covered really deep lifelong patterns, often having to do, like I remember in the relationship chapter, a woman talking about extreme dysfunction from her parents, and just how she was able to see the step-by-step ways that dysfunction from her parents was translating into her current life, and how she was able to take those memories and neutralize them, neutralize the emotional charge that they had, and how that began to really shift what was happening in her marriage and in her life. So that was really gratifying to watch people do that, and people, because the way we trick people. we started each chapter that was on a theme, like the chapter on depression. We started it with worry, we started the chapter on depression with sadness, something everybody has to deal with sadness. And we gave kind of a tapping formula, a little script that they could do, so they didn't really have to be very creative at all to get into it. But then we kind of took them deeper and deeper into the ocean, as into more and more dysfunctional dimensions of the same basic issue. So sadness went into depression, and there's a point where we said, okay, if you're dealing now with a lifelong depression, of severe endogenous depression, if you're dealing with that, you really need to do this with a therapist. But then we were able to say, okay, if you're working with a therapist, here are some of the ways that you can help that therapy go more quickly and more deeply, so that you're going to really be supporting the therapy. And by the way, this chapter is also telling the therapist how to utilize tapping. So even if the therapist is not trained in EFT or tapping, they see how they can integrate it into their practice. So each chapter starts kind of at the shallow end of the pool and goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's one of the things that I think we're most pleased about the book, is that it gives a map for best practices in psychology. So for each chapter, we had to educate ourselves about the best practices. What are the best practices right now for treating anxiety, for treating PTSD, for treating addictions, for treating depression, and for working with relationships? What are the best practices? And now, how can we integrate tapping into those best practices? So as people get into the deeper ends of each chapter, they're really learning not just about tapping, they're learning about the best practices that the field of psychology has to offer. So we rely a lot on cognitive behavior therapy and say, okay, cognitive behavior therapy can be a lot more effective if you, for instance, when cognitive behavior therapy uses a lot of going into a memory and just exposing yourself to that memory. So it's called exposure therapy, and it gets to extinction but it takes a lot of repetition, lots and lots of repetition. With tapping, you go into the memory and you experience the feelings, but then you tap and send signals to your amygdala that begin to neutralize that so very quickly. So bringing tapping into cognitive behavior therapy really is a game changer. It makes it happen. You kind of stay with the model that they figured out so brilliantly, but you make that model more effective, much more effective. So we're kind of do that with each chapter. So that I hope will encourage therapists that are maybe not sure about tapping to really see how much it can help with the lifetime of the professional lifetime of skills they've already developed. It can help enhance those skills markedly.
Now, I want to just ask those listening to do a couple of things now. I want you to ask yourself that question about making time for your healing. Is there some way in which you are not loving yourself enough to make time for your healing? That story, we're out of time. I'm too busy to pay attention to this. I'm too busy. I just am this way, and I don't have the time, the space, the leisure in my life to implement this. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life are you neglecting you? Where in your life are you neglecting your own well-being? Where are you neglecting your own self-healing by telling yourself that this is too big, I don't have the time, this is too complicated, this doesn't fit in with my life? There are all kinds of ways we have of deferring our well-being and our healing. And I want you to challenge yourself to consider taking it on, at least to look at the areas in your life where you aren't taking it on. You deserve to live free of those fears, those things that have held you back, and by giving yourself that time, giving yourself that space, you then create an opening for healing and for not having that, dragging that behind you the rest of your life. So as we're reflecting on this together, spend a moment, write in your journal, what part of my own well-being am I not giving time and attention to? And just be in the question. This isn't a way of beating yourself up or making yourself wrong. It's just asking yourself that provocative question and seeing where you go. We're going to break. Please stay tuned. We're listening. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
Thank you.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted, licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
There's a completely natural method to help boost your immune system, maybe even up to 113% in a week. If you're interested in saving money without supplements and other expensive remedies, then explore the 7-Day Immunity Booster Program. It includes 7 powerful audio programs. 2 clinical trials even show that these methods can help increase your body's immunity, naturally. So visit StressDump.com and find out how you can boost your immune system. That's StressDump.com. StressDump.com.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. It's wonderful to have you here. For more on David and Donna's work, go to EdenMethod.com. Their new book is called Tapping, and it's a wonderful guide full of practical tips, tapping scripts, case histories. It gets you right into tapping from the very first few chapters, few pages, and you'll feel the shift inside your own body. So do check it out. David and Donna, I'd love to have you reflect, too, on some of the ways in which we can use these techniques to really support our expansion and our well-being. We've all known people have shifted dramatically. What happens when you do care about yourself enough to make time and space for your own healing?
Now, I wanted to pick up on the excellent question you posed to your audience just before the break, which was, you know, how are you going to really make the time? Some of our test drivers were very creative about that. One of the ways they did it was by scheduling time with somebody, with a tapping partner. So it could be on Zoom or in person, but they actually scheduled time that was dedicated to working on their tapping. And so that kind of, test drivers talked about how an advantage of having been in therapy was there was that weekly session. And so he carved out, he made in his schedule time that he couldn't touch. That was just he treated it just like it was for a therapist. Another way that they worked with it was to find, well, okay, if I have a tool here that can really help me be happier and healthier and function better, and I'm not using it, what are the blocks to that? What's getting in the way? And then tapping on that. So that became a subject of their actual practice that then let them move forward into whatever mattered to them.
Well, I just want to say that healing, self-healing, whether it be physical or psychological, it's your birthright. It's everybody. It's a gift handed to you when you're born, but we haven't been raised in a society that has kept that notion alive. And we're going to get back again. People are starting to believe it. Boy, believe it. Believe it. It will change everything. You know, I wasn't supposed to be alive past my, about 35. And, I'm 81 now, and it has so much to do, it has everything to do with energy, and how the more you work with energy, the more your spirit comes out, the more you feel that light inside, and the more everything begins to feel positive. And I really encourage people to learn both energy medicine and energy psychology. You can start with tapping. And you'll learn the acupressure points, which are great. Once you learn those meridians, it's just a portal into energy medicine.
And what are the ways the two of them work together?
Oh, you mean energy medicine and energy psychology?
Yes.
Wow. Well, first of all, energy psychology works with the meridians. It taps, and the energy goes along the meridian lines. Energy medicine works with meridians in the same way. I actually think energy medicine doesn't separate the physical from the emotional use. So, I mean, I had a practice for, 24 years, I think I had a practice, and you thought you were working on one thing, but the other realm opened up, whether it was psychological or physical. Maybe you were working with something psychological and their pain went away. You think you can separate them and you really can't. And it just makes life really wonderful when you know this.
Donna's practice, even though it was the first 24 years of her career, then she started teaching.
Yeah.
And so she's full schedule teaching, but she still works on people on the stage.
Yeah.
And so it's like she's still doing it, but in the early days, her office and my office were separated by an alley. There was an alley between them. And so sometimes I'd send my people to her. Sometimes she'd send her people to me, because there are things that you can do so much with the meridians and the acupuncture points, but Donna works with 9 different energy systems. And energy psychology works with just one, which is why it's so easy to learn the basic mechanics of energy psychology or EFT. But Donna's is not so easy to learn, but she works with the aura. And the
I would like to say he's wrong. You'd be amazed how easy it is to learn. You have to take it in steps, because there are many different energy systems in the body. But when you get it down, it seems like second nature. It also seems like magic. But it's magic that works.
I love that vision you gave us of it being everyone's birthright to feel as good and to be in this wonderful state of healing. Thank you both so much for being here, both for the information, the inspiration, and the energy. It's been such a joy. I deeply appreciate this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everyone here with us in this beautiful community, thank you for the self-healing experience. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode.